Good morning. It is 8:11, just about 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Well, February is Black History Month, and we've been doing this for the last few years, talking about Black history and what it means to people and different things that that the Carl Sandburg College Black Student Association is doing. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, first off, Coordinator of Diversity and Inclusion at Carl Sandburg College, Anthony Law. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Student Jasmine McDaniel. Jasmine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are
you? You've been busy globetrotting, right?
I definitely have.
All right. Also, student Mia Hannigan. Mia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. All right. Well, so, Anthony, these students have been busy, whether it's with the Black Student Association, the Men of Distinction, Women of Character. You guys are always busy doing something. And a lot of this and what a lot of this is about is not only their education, but educating others as well throughout different things and helping out and informing and doing different things for the community. And that's still kind of been the purpose, and that continues.
Yeah, of course. I believe that the college experience is bigger than the classroom. It's an opportunity for you to grow. And to whether you're from Galesburg or not, it gives you an opportunity to be a part of the community that surrounds your school. So I think it's important to get involved, to learn more about yourself and your community, and that just helps with growth. And that's part of the experience.
And you say we would accept Peorians, is that right?
Oh, we do, we do.
Oh, I'm just checking,
Every once in a while. They have to do it a couple of extra steps.
No, you're not the only one, Jasmine. All right, well, so Jasmine, you've been doing a lot with your involvement with the different things at Carl Sandburg College, and actually you just recently, as a student representative, were just in Washington, D.C. Talk about that experience and what went on there.
That experience was amazing. I was able to network. I was able to meet so many different people, talk to so many different students across the country. I was also able to talk to White House Executive Director Alexis Holmes, and I was able to follow up with her about minorities and receiving scholarships and grants and also bridging the gap between students and, like, the federal government and just talking about different things to keep Black History Month incorporated and to keep Black history, period, just in schools in general and making sure that doesn't die out. So I was blessed to have that opportunity to be able to talk to her. I was also able to meet the Black Caucus as far as community colleges. I was able to meet the president with them, and I was also able to meet U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin just to keep that conversation going with making sure our history is still included in schools and making sure that we're also able to keep students going to college and making sure that every opportunity is available to them.
You know, that's interesting. Something Jasmine brought up there, Tony, was the fact that, and you said this before, that Black history is American history. It's part
of it. Yes.
The difference is you and I growing up, you know, what we saw in the classroom was, yeah, we would learn, you know, maybe a little bit about George Washington Carver and mm-hmm. Frederick Douglass, but mm-hmm. it pretty much ended there, and there's a whole lot more to it than that.
And, you know, to be honest, Tom, the two names that you just said is bigger than most.
Right.
Most stop at Martin, Malcolm, and Rosa.
Yeah.
And they've got to realize that the history of African Americans is bigger than that, and it grows every day with the things, because these students right here are making history. Not Black history, but American history and Carl Sandburg history. They're doing things. And I think it's important to share that. That's the importance of Black History Month. With Black History Month, and I'll say this, you know, it's the only month that we celebrate, to be quite honest, that I'm ever challenged on. That people question, well, why do you do this and why don't you do this for other people? Hispanic Heritage Month, nothing. Women's Month, nothing but celebration. But Black history, it's something about that for people that see that as threatening and don't realize that that is inclusive. We're including more history that proves that just what a great country we are.
My guess is you get, there's no White History Month. Well, you know, every day, pretty much every day in school.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And it's not a competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a celebration.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, yeah. Mia, let's talk about your experience at Carl Sandburg College. And why'd you get involved with the Black Student Association?
Well, I wanted to be a part of something that recognizes and highlights Black students and Black people in our community. And it's my first year at Carl Sandburg as a student. And I just wanted to get involved in as many opportunities that I could.
Yeah. And so what have you learned from being involved in this group?
Well, I feel very included. And I think a lot of other people feel very recognized. And I got to learn a lot of stories. And I got to meet a lot more people at my school that I never would have got to meet or hear before.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because, you know, Mr. Law is not very outgoing, so you would think it would be hard to meet people, but, right? Not necessarily
Shocker.
The case. Yeah, there you go. All right, we are talking with Anthony Law, the coordinator of diversity and inclusion at Carl Sandburg College. Students Jasmine McDaniel and Mia Hannigan here this morning. Jasmine, talk about, we talked about your trip to Washington, D.C. Talk about some of your other experiences at Carl Sandburg College, whether it's through the BSA or some things to do with that affect you as an African American student.
I would start off with when I originally came to Sandburg, it was for volleyball originally. So I came in with the mindset of, okay, student athlete. I also had the marketing department. And I realized as I've gotten older that I would become the only black person on the team. So that definitely has an experience in itself because a lot of people, it's a cultural shock. And we learn different aspects and different things about each other, different backgrounds, come from all different types of living. So to be able to have that conversation about what it's like and what may be not easy for me in this world is easy for them and what they take for granted that I have to work 10 times harder for. So to have that conversation with the team and to just be able to be recognized, not just as a black person, but as just a female for one, and just to be noticed and, like Mia had talked about, being recognized and being heard. As far as Black Student Association, to be a part of this group, this organization, has been a blessing because not only have I been going out, or have we been going out educating others, I've been educated myself. I've grown so much to not just learn about my history, but to learn about myself and my identity as well, as far as all the other things, such as Women of Character and just all the organizations that I'm a part of, and also outside of the community as well, so as far as coaching and being able to tell another girl who might look like me, because I look up to people who look like me, that it's okay to be heard, to vocalize what needs to be, and to tell your story, basically.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the fact the only black player on the volleyball team. I'm guessing that wasn't the case in high school?
No, in high school there was more, and in grade school was predominantly black.
So in that case, was just the other girls that your teammates from high school just decided not to pursue it in college or just went other places? Or
volleyball is a predominantly white sport, yeah, unless you go to an historically black college where every girl is black. But it, as the older you get in college, and depending on what university or college you go to, it's very often common that you would see just maybe one or two black females.
And why do you think that is? Do girls give it up, or they just see, okay, it's predominantly white, so I'm not even going to give it a shot, or what?
It might be a mixture of both. Normally, I wouldn't say volleyball is necessarily a black sport. However, it's not as promoted as like basketball and other sports as well. However, when it is expensive, and I know cost is a big factor of any sport, and I also know that a lot of people aren't pushed towards it as much. So it's kind of like a one-and-done thing. Like, okay, I'm going to do this in high school. That's it. However, with me, I grew up with it. That was one of the first sports I was introduced to. So if you weren't introduced to it back then and you didn't have a passion to grow for it, then it would just kind of be one of those, okay, that was long and done, you know.
Mia, let's talk a little bit more. Jasmine mentioned not only getting the education, being educated, but educating others as well. So some of the things you guys are doing. In fact, when you're done here, you're going to be going over to Lombard Middle School. Kind of talk about that experience of getting to talk to some other younger students and conversations you have with them.
Yeah, so we have a Black History Month program, and we go into all the Galesburg area schools each Friday of this month. And we have some YMCA Solutions speaker students as speakers, and I'm also a speaker, and we also have the Ghost Step Team come in, the Galesburg High School Original Step Team, and we each all share stories or write things about Black History Month that we thought everybody should learn, because not only coming with educating people, also comes with uneducating people and relearning things and providing an original experience and a unique way to teach Black History Month.
You know, Anthony, that's one of the things that's great about District 205, that you're able to partner with them to do these types of things. And as she said, with the program through the Knox County YMCA as well, partnering with them and being able to get into the schools and teach, learn and teach at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were very welcoming. This is our second year doing this, and we're going to try to make this a traditional thing. And I think, like they both said so eloquently, it's important to share stories. I tell this story over and over again. I talk to the students at the grade school level, and, you know, Johnny Sibley was an inspiration to me. He's my cousin. He was a role model, a mentor,
To everybody, I think, you know, but those who knew him even
exactly.
more so, yeah.
But when you go to the junior high and the high school, I mean, the grade school, and even at the high school, when you mention names, our local heroes, our local black leaders, I mentioned Johnny's name, and I asked, who all know Johnny Sibley? And the numbers are getting smaller and smaller.
There's an underpass.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But if you don't tell the stories, you can't be mad when people don't know them. So it's important that the stories are told, not just about Malcolm and Martin and Rosa. You know, black people are the one of the few groups that have a leader, that everybody goes to one person and thinks that's the voice of an entire race. Yeah. And I can't even speak for these two young ladies next to me. I can only speak for Anthony, and they speak for each other. And you hear from the three of us, three unique insights on what black history means. That is what we're trying to teach, that everybody has a story to tell, and every story is valuable. Because you can learn from everybody. So that's part of the history thereof, the importance of celebrating the culture. And if you look at the base purpose, you no longer feel threatened by it. Because it's not anti-anything. It's just sharing a story that has not been historically told.
Well, and that's what one thing that's great about our community here. I mean, go back, obviously, with the roots to the Underground Railroad. But even, you know, more recently, you know, a guy like, as you mentioned, with Johnny Sibley, going back to Sonny Duncan. And
W.C. Jackson.
W.C. Jackson. And, and you know, athletically, you know, whether it's Dale Kelly or Joey Range or E.R.A. Kimbrough, or, you know, there's such.
Bercy Williams.
Just such great history here that people, and especially young people, need to know about if they don't know.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't get talked about.
Well, yeah, let's Jasmine, talk about your experiences in talking with and getting to meet with some of the younger students around town.
I love it because even though we're close in age, they have a different story to tell than I do, even growing up right now. And just to be able to share those experiences, like Anthony says, as I can only tell my story and they can only tell theirs. And when we see that connection and we're able to group those together and be able to educate one another, I always like want to make sure I tell them to never back down. Speak your truth. If it's something that you're passionate about, tell it. And if someone doesn't know, educate them. You know, you can't get mad at someone that doesn't know. And that's the problem with, I feel like, this world, is that we don't educate one another to be able to talk about Black History Month as we're doing now. So especially when you're in grade school, it can be hard because your voices aren't heard. It can be flushed out by everyone. And not just as a black person, but as just a young kid, they think like if you're in fifth or sixth grade, you can't tell a powerful story or you can't be that powerful leader. And not necessarily a leader, just a person in general to have a story to tell. So when I have these experiences, when I'm able to talk with them, I want them to know that like you do matter. Your story does matter. Your history is rich as well. And tell it with confidence and make sure you're strong with telling your story and every detail in it.
Talking Black History Month here this morning. It is 8:24. Galesburg's Morning News is going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and talk more. This is Galesburg's Morning News. It is Black History Month. This is Galesburg's Morning News, talking with Anthony Law, the coordinator of diversity and inclusion at Carl Sandburg College, and students Jasmine McDaniel and Mia Hannigan. And Anthony, Jasmine mentioned something talking about the ignorance. You can't be mad at somebody for being ignorant. And that's not all, but there's a lot of, on that side of racism, a lot of it is ignorance on the part of the person spewing or whatever. It's kind of a weird thing, but that's a big issue with it. There is so much ignorance about things for, like, you know, people that don't know, that have never met anybody of a different race or whatever the case may be. So there's so much ignorance out there.
That's true. And like I said, it's hearing different people tell different stories. I talked briefly about how, from as far as African Americans are concerned, we're limited to one leader. When President Obama was elected, it was like that election took away every issue that we ever had as a race. You know, every time I would bring up something that not complaining, just educating. Well, you know, Obama's president. I said, yes, and he's everybody's president, and I don't know. He didn't erase history. We still have issues that we need to address. We still have a direction that we need to head in. Now I know that being president is possible, and I can use his experience to motivate other people, but not everybody was built to be president. So I need to make sure that we understand that there's still obstacles in people's ways. And if we own the obstacle, then we can do something about it. But a lot of times people, once we talked about, you become so defensive. Mm-hmm. Black History Month. What does that mean? What about me? I will help you. If you want, if you have something that you want to celebrate, that you want to express, something, I'll help you. But can you, for this time, at the, you know, like during this interview, can we talk about this and celebrate this and educate this? And then we can go on. But usually when I offer that, they don't come back. Ah, that's all right. Yeah. You know, I don't, I'm good.
Ignorance and selfishness, too.
Exactly.
What about, like you said, what about me? What about what I've done or what my people, whatever
exactly.
the case may be.
If I don't see the value in it for me, how it affects me directly, then I don't want to hear it. And then I love when we do a list of, like, the inventions by African-Americans over history. Yeah. You realize that you can't function without something being directly impacted by an African-American. So we're part of this. We are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's we want to be included and inclusive. And that's the key.
Jasmine, let's talk about your future. You're going to be finishing up this spring at Carl Sandburg College and heading on to a four-year school?
Yes.
You try to continue with volleyball or you just depends on where
I'm
you go?
I'm going to try to continue with volleyball. That's the goal. We'll see.
Yeah. But what's the major?
Right now, I'm going to be majoring in physical therapy, so I'm on the track to be a physical therapist.
Oh, absolutely. Good. And getting a doctorate, I'm guessing?
Yes.
I know that's what most seem to be doing now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Best of luck. That's a cool thing. All right. How about you, Mia? I know you just started at Carl Sandburg College, plan on being there for another year and then heading on.
Yes, and then I'll be transferring to a four-year university, hopefully Harris Stowe, St. Louis. And my intended major is political science, looking for a role in government.
All right. So. Maybe another president.
Hey,
we don't know.
She gets my vote.
I got an appointment with her and Dan Swanson. So,
here we go.
You know, I'm putting Dan to work with her.
Yeah. All right. Well, Anthony, Jasmine, Mia, thank you guys so much for joining us here this morning and having a conversation.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
It is 8:30 Galesburg's Morning News.